CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4HKX. My name is Patrick, and my location is Penrose. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KO4HKX. Any announcements or bulletins for the net, please call KO4HKX. Heard, we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. And tonight we will start with our pre-net check-ins. First there is Mr. John, KF4CKT. He's down there in Honeypath. Then he brings along Mr. Richard, KC4PLT. He's down there in Pentagrass, Georgia. Next, we'd like to welcome Patrick, KC4WGG. He's down there in Rome, Georgia. Then we've got Mr. Gus, and he is AA4DH, and he is in Newland, North Carolina. Next is Mail, K4XMR, out of Prosperity. Next is Miss Linda, KG4QLQ, and she brings along her husband, Don, KG4PFI. They make their home down there in Piedmont. Next is Ben, KO4ZEW. He's down there in Simpsonville. Next is Andy, WA4JJZ, and he is in Aiken. Next is another Andy, KI4LZI, and he's down there in Table Rock. Next is Mr. Leon, NC9V, and he brings along Miss Wendy, KE4DXJ, and they make their home in Hendersonville. They would like to welcome Miss Christine, KQ4ZWS, and she is down there in Traveler's Rest. And next on the list is Mr. Duncan, KO4JKV, and he makes his home up in Asheville. And last on our pre-net check-ins is Mr. Dave, KB2BYQ, and he is down there in Easley. So that concludes our pre-net check-ins, and we don't have any Echolink stations waiting. So tonight being Sunday night, we will start with Alpha through Delta. Alpha through Delta, please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Patrick, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena. We're both in Piedmont and we'll both be negative today. Please check in my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She's in Ware Shoals and she'll also be negative and negative. 73s to you and all on the net.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Net control. Net control, please recognize Kilo India 4 Delta Delta Delta. That's KI4DDD. Name is Alex. Alpha Lima Echo X-ray on a handheld in Central. Not sure if I'm going to make it in from this location. I'll be short time tonight. 73.
HKX. Again, Kilo Romeo 4, Alpha Charlie Romeo, KR4ACR, Perry and Moore, negative and negative. Good evening, Patrick.
This is KO4HKX and our Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Rick, KK4DMW. He brings along Miss Lorena, KK4ONO. Make their home down there in Piedmont, and by telephone relay, he brings along their daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. She makes her home down there in Ware Shoals. Rick, thanks for stopping by tonight and checking the family in. Always waiting for your call sign to come in there on Alpha through Delta. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Dave, W4DJW, and he makes his home down there in Greer. Dave, good to hear you tonight, and I hope you have a great week. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Alex, KI4DDD, and he is down there in Central on a handheld. And Alex, you actually sounded pretty good. You had a little bit of white noise, but other than that, you were perfectly readable. And then we've got Mr. Terry, KR4ACR, and he is down there in Moore. And Terry, thanks for stopping by and checking in tonight. I always appreciate it. With that, we will try one more time. Alpha through Delta, Alpha through Delta. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Again, KR4AAE, Kilo Romeo 4, Alpha, Alpha, Echo. My name is Steven, and I am mobile.
KO4HKX, the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Steven, KR4AAE, and he is mobile somewhere down there in South Carolina. Steven, you be careful out there, mobile. Make sure you pay attention for everybody else, too. With that, got any more check-ins? Alpha through Delta, Alpha through Delta. Please call KO4HKX. This is KO4HKX and Blue Ridge 2 meter net. That pause, we're going to move on up to the next group, which is Echo through Hotel. Echo through Hotel. Please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Patrick, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. Harry in Cameron, North Carolina. I'll be negative, negative. It's good to chat with you Saturday. Had a lot of fun.
HKX. Please check in K4HNR, Kilo 4, Hotel November Romeo. This is Connor. I'm over here in Greenville, and I'll be negative and negative. Thanks for running the net tonight, sir.
KO4HKX. Check in, Kilo Romeo 4, Echo, 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 KR4, EEE. Greg, Hendersonville. I'm negative and negative tonight, Patrick. Thank you so much for calling the net. Sorry I missed you yesterday.
This is KO4HKX, Blue Ridge 2 meter net. I'd like to welcome Mr. Harry, KC4EZN. He makes his home up there in Candler. And Harry, it was good to see you yesterday, and good to see quite a few people out yesterday. I know it was kind of foggy when we got there, and things were a little off, but it was a pretty good show, and I thought, for the museum, and hopefully it worked to their advantage. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Connor, K4HNR, and he makes his home down there in Greenville, and Connor is one of our net controllers, and he just kind of fills in wherever he's needed. But Connor, appreciate it, and hope you have a good week this week. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Greg, KR4EEE, and he is over there in Hendersonville. Actually, he's just across the county line from me. I'm almost within rock-throwing distance. But Greg, good to hear you, and not a problem. I hope you've been to get to feeling better. Sounds like you are, so hopefully that is a good thing for you, and nobody else got it. And with that, we will try one more time. Echo through Hotel. Echo through Hotel. Please call KO4HKX. This is KO4HKX and Blue Ridge 2 meter net. We're going to pause right here. We've got an Echo Link station up, so we're going to give them priority. Echo Link stations only. Echo Link stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX. Hey, Patrick. Check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself and the net. No traffic and no table.
Is KO4HKX and the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Steven, KA4PQA. Makes his home down there in Greenwood. And Steven, good to hear you tonight. And I hope you and Miss Jennifer have an awesome week. And thanks for checking in here tonight. With that, we'll move back over to RF. Echo through Hotel. Echo through Hotel. Please call KO4HKX. This is KO4HKX and Blue Ridge 2 meter net. With that pause, we're going to move on up to India through Lima. India through Lima. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Kilo 4, Juliet Foxtrot Oscar. And I am James upon this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And we're all be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
KX. Everybody. everybody on the net. Please check in Kilo Echo 6, Kilo Echo November. That's KE6KEN. This is Ken in Greenville, and I'll be negative and negative.
4HKX. AM4HKX. Please check in and out. Kilo Uniform Niner Juliet. KU9J, Steve in Hendersonville. And by the way, it was great seeing you at the Asheville tailgate event. Met a lot of good people there, had a lot of interesting conversations, and even sold a few things and took home a couple also. Hope you found some treasures too, Patrick. This is KU9J, back tonight.
KX. Nice for you to be there this evening, bringing us all together. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home at Greer. Marcus in and out, please. Everybody have a good night. 7-3.
This is KO4HKX and Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome this fine group in here. And first there is Mr. James, KK4JFO, and he makes his home over there in Tuxedo. And James, good to hear you. And I hope you have a good, safe week this week driving that big bus with them kids on it. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Ken, KE6KEN, and he is down there in Greenville. Ken, good to hear you, and thanks for checking in tonight. Always a pleasure to check you in. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Steve, KU9J, and he makes his home in Hendersonville. And Steve, it was good to see you. Shake hands with lots of people. And my only treasures from this tailgate fest was the conversation and the camaraderie, which is mainly what I went for. So I appreciate you being there, and appreciate you checking in tonight. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ. And he brings along Miss Donna, KC4MFK, and they make their home down there in Greer. And Larry, I hope you and Miss Donna have a good week, and good to hear you tonight. And thanks for being a little check-in pretty much every night. I can't remember too many nights that you have missed, or right off the top of my head, I can't remember any. But appreciate you being here, and I hope you and Miss Donna have a great week. With that, we will try one more time. India through Lima. India through Lima. Please call KO4HKX. KO4HKX and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With that pause, we're going to move on up to the next group. Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa. Please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. Patrick, please check in and out. N2NBY, Jay in Lake Lure. Good seeing you this weekend at the radio swap meet and the museum. And I'd like to echo what you said. It was great to have good conversation and see so many folks out there. Just a really good event to get everybody together. So appreciate you hanging out with us and enjoyed the time we spent together. And appreciate you calling that.
KO4HKX, please check in Kilo, Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
KKX, check in WG4MC, this is Matt in Western Greenwood County, be negative and negative, 7-3 to you and all the net.
KO4HKX and Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And folks, you'll have to forgive me tonight. I don't know what it is, but I feel like I got something hung right in the back of my throat. Every time I go to talk, it bothers me. But we'd like to welcome into NVY, and he makes his home down there in Lake Lure. And Jay, good to see you Saturday. You and Charles, Cliff, Carl, Tony, a whole bunch of people from around the area that I've gotten to know over the last couple years, and always have a good time getting together. And Leon and Miss Wendy were there. They were hanging out with us. And so there was just a whole group of us there, and I can't even begin to remember everybody else. But, yes, enjoyed walking through the museum and looking at the old radios and TVs and just where our technology came from. I really enjoyed that part of it. They would like to welcome Mr. Lloyd, KO4PXB, and he makes his home down there in Simpsonville. They would like to welcome our Thursday night net controller, that's Mr. Matt, WG4MC, he makes his home down there in Greenville. And Matt, good to hear you tonight, and thanks for checking in. I don't know what it was, but normally I'm typing out call signs before people give them to me anymore, but I had to sit there and wait for you to give me your call sign tonight. I just could not recall it. But good to hear you, and I'm sure you know how that feels. But thanks for checking in tonight, Matt. With that, we're going to move on up to Quebec to Tango. Quebec to Tango. Please call KO4HGX.
KO4HGX. Good evening, Mr. Patrick. Thanks for calling the net. We miss you. Please call check in. In 0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom. Bernice said to tell you hi. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. And I'll be negative and negative. 4HKX. Hey there, Patrick. Please check in. Kilo Oscar 4. Quebec, Lima, Golf. KO4QLG, this is Chris in Liberty, and I will be negative and negative. Hey, Tom. Good evening, Chris.
KX. Please check in Whiskey4CR Bravo X-ray, that's W4SBX, Brad in Simpsonville. I'll be negative, negative, just want to say hello to Tom and to the Fry crew.
This is KO4HGX from Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Tom, N0TR. He makes his home down there in Greer. And Tom, you tell Miss Bernice I said hello. And would you be up for a phone call after the net here?
Well, we're watching Homestead Rescue right now.
Give you a quick phone call when the net's over here. And we'd like to welcome my good friend Chris, KO4QLG, and he makes his home down there in Liberty. And Chris, good to hear you, and thanks for being here tonight. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Brad, W4SBX. It's good to hear you also. And that's the, I would say the group of Marines, but then you got one Navy guy in there, so we'll just have to say the military group for tonight. But good to hear y'all, and glad y'all like to poke fun at one another. But thanks for being here tonight, gentlemen, and appreciate everything y'all have done for us. All right, with that, we will try one more time. Quebec to Tango, Quebec to Tango. Please call KO4HKX.
KX. Peter Patrick in the net. Please check in KC4SKD Larry in Easley. No traffic, and I'll be here for some rack to you. And KG4AHS Rhonda, and also by telephone relay, N9TEC Randall Asheville, and KF4GGF Charlie in Goose Creek. I hope you're having a good evening, Patrick. KC4SKD.
This is KO4HKX and Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. We'd like to welcome one of our Friday night net controllers. That is Mr. Larry, KC4SKD. And I got you down for a comment later. And then he brings along Miss Rhonda, KG4AHS, to make their home down there in Ely. And by telephone relay, he brings along his brother, Randall, N9TEC, and he makes his home up in Asheville. And his other brother also, that's Mr. Charles, KF4GGF, and he's down there in Goose Creek. And Larry, I'll be back around to you shortly for your rag tube. With that, we will try one more time. Quebec to Tango, Quebec to Tango. Please call KO4HKX. This is KO4HKX and Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. When that falls, we're going to move on up to the patient group tonight, which is Uniform to Zulu. Uniform to Zulu, please call KO4HKX.
For HKX.
Please check in Kilo, Quebec 4, Yankee, Quebec, India. This is Jose and Taylor's, and I'll be negative, negative. Thank you.
In and out, Kilo, Quebec 4, Zulu, Yankee Uniform, that's KQ4ZYU. Alan, I'm over here in Richburg, South Carolina this evening. In and out.
4HKX. Patrick, hope you're doing well. Please check in Kilo, Quebec 4, Zulu, Romeo, Charlie. That's KQ4ZRC. This is Grayson up in Sapphire, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative. 73 to the net.
KX. Please check in Kilo 4 X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. I'll also please check in Kilo Quebec 4 to be determined. KQ4TPD. That's Miss Angela. We're here in Southern Greenville County. Be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
KX. Checking out a turn. Whiskey 4. India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Patrick, thank you for calling the net. Hope you and Miss Elise were well. No traffic, no problem.
KO4HKX from Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I believe that's the biggest uniform through Zulu group I've had check in with me in quite some time. But first there, we'd like to welcome Mr. Jose, KQ4YQI, and he makes his home down there in Greer. And Jose, I hope you and your fiance, and as I've said before, I call her Dee, but I am not going to try to butcher her name, not at this point anyway, over the air. But I hope y'all have a great week this week, and thank you for checking in with us tonight. Then we'd like to welcome KQ4ZYU, and I think it was Sheldon in Richburg. Is that correct? Can you come back and correct me on that one?
For Alan, if you would, please, sir.
We'll take care of that and fix it in there, but as long as everything else is correct. So, Kurt, your address?
New to this, I tried to put a nickname up there. I don't know whether it took or not, but maybe you can tell me whether it did or not.
The A on there, but it doesn't recognize that, but I can fix it in my system where it will, next time you check in with me, I'll know to call you Alan. And you may want to tell, you'll have to tell the other net controllers the same thing because they'll have to fix it in their system manually. But other than that, once we get you in the system, you'll be a regular here and we'll know you by your name and you won't have to worry about that no more. But I appreciate you coming by and checking in, and we're here every night at 9 o'clock. There is a different net controller every night, but we'd love to have you check in as often as you could and become a part of the group. It's like a big family that's at least two statewide now, and maybe a couple three down in Georgia, so the group is growing. But appreciate you being here tonight, and welcome to the hobby. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Grayson, KQ4ZRC, and he is up here in Sapphire, North Carolina, which is the mountain that blocks me from getting into the repeater pretty good, so... Or no, Sapphire, he's on the other end of the county. I'm sorry. I'm thinking Cedar Head or Cedar Mountain. Get my directions turned around here in a minute. You can tell I'm having a good day today, but we'll get through it. And Grayson, thanks for being here. And I hadn't heard you in a while, so I hope you've been doing okay up there in Sapphire. But appreciate you being here tonight. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Tommy, K4XB, and he brings along his bride, Miss Angela, KQ4TBD. They made their home down there in Southern Greenville County. And Tommy, thanks for checking in. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. C at W4IOE. He makes his home up in Fletcher. And for those of you that don't know, Sid calls the 146-640 net and does have a tone of 91.5. It is every Sunday night at 8 o'clock. It is a good place to go get your radio warmed up and just come have some camaraderie around the radio. It's a great net to check into. But Sid, I hope you and Miss Beverly have an awesome week this week, and thanks for checking in tonight. All right, with that, we will try one more time. Uniform 2 Zulu, Uniform 2 Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
Delta Whiskey, heading Brevard, no traffic on monitoring.
This is KO4 HKX and Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Ed, N4EDW, and he makes his home the other side of Brevard from me. So, Ed, good to hear you. And I hope you and the missus have been doing good. Haven't heard you checking in a whole lot lately, but I appreciate you being here tonight. And are you going to hang around for a comment, or are you just monitoring the rest of the net?
Just monitor. I may have some comments later on next week, but for right now, I'm just going to monitor.
Good to hear you, and I hope you have a great week. But thanks for being here tonight. All right, with that, we're going to open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
Please check in, Alpha Foxtrot 4, Lima Victor. The name is Mark. I'm in Belton, negative and negative.
4HKX. Good evening, Mr. Patrick, Miss Elise and Annette. Please check in, KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home in Easley, no traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and Miss Elise and all on the net. Thanks for calling the net, Patrick.
KO4HKX, Center Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to welcome Mr. Mark, AF4LV. He is down there in Belton. Mark, good to hear you. I think that's the first time you've checked in with me, so I appreciate you checking in. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Gary, KI4DOS. He is our Wednesday night net controller and keeper of all things SwapNet. And he brings along his beautiful little bride. That's Joy, K3JOY. And they make their home down there in Easley. And Gary, make sure you tell Joy that Elise and I said hello. And hope y'all have a great week this week. And thanks for checking in. And as usual, I missed if you're hanging around for comments. But could you let me know?
Checking out tonight, Patrick. Thanks.
Okay. Thanks for coming in here and correcting me once more. Appreciate you being there tonight. And again, tell Joy we said hello. All right. With that, we will try one more time. Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. All right. With that pause, we're going to close down or secure the formal portion of the net. This is KO4HKX. Now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for check-ins. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG 2s. KC4SKD, please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX in the net. This is KC4SKD. I want to say thanks. I think it was Dave that picked up the net for me Friday. I had a migraine for 2 days. And Friday evening was pretty bad, so I took some of my medicine for it. It makes me sleepy. So by the time the net was on, I was in bed sound asleep. So many thanks to Dave. And the migraine is gone now, thankfully. I rarely have one that lasts that long. But anyway, other than that, it's been a pretty good weekend. I forget what day it was. I think it was Thursday. I brought the RAV in and did tire rotation and changed oil, and I decided to tackle some rust. It's on the control arms underneath that. It's getting rust underneath that I need to work on. It's just on those control arms is where it's pretty bad. So that's where it sits right now, in the garage up on jack stands on the front end.
Larry, better to take care of it now than when there's a real problem, because those control arms are pretty important to the car going down the road. And sorry you had a headache. Yeah, I noticed Dave was calling the net Friday night, but I hate that you had a migraine for 2 days. That's definitely no fun. But everybody I'm sure everybody understands about missing the net for that.
I don't know, but might have eaten some kind of food or something that allergic to or something. I don't know what happened to it. But anyway, it's all better now. But I have to plan ahead when I take that medicine. I don't want to, you know, drive while I'm sleepy or anything with it. So, but anyway, on the car, I took the Dremel tool. It's got this little cylinder-shaped, like a piece of sandpaper. It's not very big. It's a little bit bigger than the diameter of a pencil. So I was under there sanding the rust off of it, and I was going to do some painting on it yesterday, but the humidity was so high, I figured I better wait till a better day.
If humidity's too high, that paint won't stick too good, or it'll bubble up one, then it won't do its job. But yeah, those little Dremel tools come in handy. I kept one in my toolbox, and it's still there, because cleaning it up and touching up little burrs and stuff like that, and cleaning small areas, it's hard to beat that little Dremel tool and all the attachments they have for that thing.
Yeah, true, and they got little cutoff wheels you put on there, but you have to be real careful with those things. If you get the slightest bit off angle while you're cutting with it, it'll break the wheel, and the wheel will go flying across the road.
I've been the recipient of a few of those. Know exactly what you're talking about. I actually bought the little wand for mine so you could use it like a pencil. That helped out a lot on some of that stuff, too. Because with the disc, with the way the Dremel's made, it's like the disc. You had to have it on an angle to cut with it because the discs were so small in diameter that the Dremel diameter was bigger. You couldn't touch the material. So I found that was what broke a lot of them. So I bought that little wand or pencil extension for it, a flexible cable, and that helped out a lot.
Idea. The little case that the Dremel tool came in has all sorts of neat little old places to put little accessories you buy for it. And yeah, that's a pretty neat idea. If I have to start using that a lot, I'll have to think about that. But anyway, I don't plan on driving the RAV any this week until I get this priming and painting and let everything dry out real good. Because, I want to keep the thing in good shape. It's our favorite vehicle, and since the partial rebuild of the engine, we've been running the daylights out of this thing, too. So I got to keep it in good shape.
Definitely, because the newer vehicles aren't near as dependable, and the price tag on them makes you just run for cover, or at least it does me. And like I say, the new ones just, I don't know, they're just not as dependable. They're too reliant on computer stuff, and it just not functioning as well as it could. Let's put it that way.
12%. But after I get that done, I've got an exhaust leak on the back, a little donut gasket. I got to take that apart and fix whatever's wrong with that. Put a new donut gasket in there, and then I noticed we got an exhaust leak on the 4Runner too. Don't sound quite as bad, but I gotta get that one fixed. Always something to work on. The 4Runners are year 2000. It's got the little 2.7 four cylinder in it, and we like driving it too. It's a great vehicle.
Those years were, in my personal opinion and years of experience working on vehicles, the early 2000s up to about 05, 06, depending on manufacturer and make, what you're looking at, some 07s, those were the best vehicles to get. They were more reliable, but they didn't have all the fancy lights and creature comforts and blah, blah, blah. So they were more basic vehicles. They followed the KISS method in things a lot back then, and it worked, unlike today.
That 4Runner is one of the best well-built vehicles I've ever seen. I mean, between the three we got, it's the easiest to work on. And the thing was bought here in Easley, and it is in absolutely great shape. It's got ugly wheels on it, but that's okay. I'd like to have some better looking wheels, but I don't have the money to go buy new wheels for it. You know, back, my first car was a 1974 Vega. It had a blown engine, and my dad's cousin had it, bought it new, and basically they told us if we go get the car, we can have it. So that's what we did. We rebuilt the engine then, and I drove it for 2.5 years.
the little Vegas, they were pretty decent little cars back in their day. Did it have the four-cylinder or the V6 in it?
It was aluminum block, and I took the block out, and, well, of course, we took the thing out, and I carried the block to a place that bored it out and put steel sleeves in it. And we had a few little bugs and kinks to work out of it, but after that, it was a pretty good little car. It got great gas mileage.
That's one of the things that surprises me most is if you had a well-tuned car back then, they would get close to the same fuel mileage that we're getting today with all this emission stuff on there. Now, granted, it's a little cleaner, but the fuel mileage hasn't changed all that much in most cases.
Didn't really keep up with it, but I estimate it got somewhere between 25 and 30 miles to the gallon. And a couple of my dad's friends had Vegas, and between, we had about four or five between all three of us. But we got into some kind of unwritten competition to see who could come up with the best car for the least amount of money. And one of the guys had, he had a Vega with, said he had $400 in it, and $250 of that was in the new tires he had just put on.
That's a growing trend now again. I like watching YouTube videos of guys that they'll go buy a car. It might be 1,000 miles away from wherever they're at, 2,000 across the country, whatever. And then they'll hop in it and drive it back, and just watching the chaos that ensues and the trip and the documentation of it, some of that is pretty funny to watch.
Hadn't seen that before, but yeah, anyway, I might have to check that out and watch a few of those.
Which is a military 10-wheel vehicle, like 1,800 miles, 1,900 miles, something like that. And the fun he had in doing that while he was towing another one. He just went to the Gov Planet and bought him two of them and went and tried to drive them back 1,900 miles or so. And it was pretty entertaining to watch.
I'll definitely have to watch that when I get a chance. Well, as a kid, Mom and Dad had a 55 Buick, and my uncle was driving it up north and in reverse and was spinning on ice, and all of a sudden it caught traction and it ripped the reverse gear out of it. And we went for years with no reverse, and you definitely had to plan ahead where you were going to park.
Well, I remember some of those days growing up myself. I had a little Chevy Monza with a little 151. They called it the Iron Duke. Was a 5-speed, and the starter went out on it. Well, you know, I'm a high school kid, and I'm living on my own, and I ain't got no money for no starter. So I always had to plan and park on a hill where I could roll it off. So planning ahead, yeah, I know a little bit about that.
Anyway, after they sold the car, Dad saw it a couple of years later, and he asked the guy, he said, "I used to own this car." And the guy in it said, "Yeah," he said, "I like it." Dad tried to buy it back, and he wouldn't sell it.
There's lots of cases out there now where people are kicking themselves for selling some of the older cars that they had and wish they had them back. You know, the old Chevelles and GTOs and all that stuff back then. Yeah, I bet there's lots of that going on.
Yep, well, with that, I'll let you get back to the net, Patrick, and enjoy the short conversation. Hope you get some more check-ins, and tell everybody we said hello. KO4HKX in the net. This is KC4SKD.
Appreciate you hanging around a little bit and rag-chewing with me, and I hope you and the family have a great week this week. And I hope you get the lower control arms painted there and get that back on the road for you. But I appreciate you being here tonight. And, again, have a great week. All right, with that, we'll see if we got any more check-ins. Alpha 2 Zulu, Alpha 2 Zulu, please call KO4HKX. Alrighty. I invite you back tomorrow night. As far as I know, Mr. Duncan will be calling the net, KO4JKV. He'd love for you to come by and check in with him and give him a good dose of rider's cramp. But I will send my net report and I will return shortly. KO4HKX, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for check-ins. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use, 7-3, and good night to all. KO4HKX, clear.